CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Good evening. This is Annie Roach with Dublin Calling. Tonight's show features some of the music and stories of some pretty incredible Irish singer-songwriters and storytellers. Having spent time in Ireland earlier this summer, I have some incredible stories and music to share. And to start things off, I have a song from an incredible artist out of Ontario. She is Lorena McKennett. With Irish and Scottish ancestral roots, she has recorded numerous CDs that honors Celtic music. So to kick things off for tonight's show, I have a song from her 1991 album, The Visit. Here we have McKennett with All Souls Night.
Oh,
During my 8-day stay in Dublin, I visited many galleries and museums, churches, cathedrals, and of course the Molly Malone statue. On my last day in Dublin, I unfortunately visited the Little Museum of Dublin. I say unfortunately because this museum is where my trip should have started. It is an incredible, award-winning museum that basically tells the story of Dublin. It is housed in a beautiful Georgian building, and there are, I think, 4 floors, with each floor and each room thematically designed. My host, his name was Sean. He was an incredible actor who played the part of a turn-of-the-century poet, comedian, an all-around performer. It was quite dynamic. If you want to hear more about the museum, please go to our website at www.ca and Google reviews by Annie Roach, and I have reviewed a number of cultural and musical locations throughout my trip to Ireland and the UK. One of the highlights of this museum is that they have one room that is completely dedicated to the music, the career, and the influences of the Irish band U2. Something that's very incredible about the museum and about this particular room is that you feel their pride in being able to call U2 their own. U2 is the infamous, incredible son of Ireland. To start things off in tonight's show, I would like to play one of U2's huge hits. It is a single that they released in 1987. Still haven't found what I'm looking for. Here we go.
Oh, Did you know that cannabis was recently legalized in Canada? With this new legalization, the laws surrounding cannabis use and driving have also been affected. You have probably heard that cannabis use does not affect your driving, but that statement is a myth. Some of the effects cannabis has on a person driving are reduced alertness, altered perception of time and distance, and it also results in reduced ability to react to unexpected events on the road. We at Mothers Against Drunk Driving are here to keep impaired drivers off of the roads and to keep the people of our community safe.
Go to mad.ca to learn more about driving under the influence.
And that was the title track off U2's 1985 album, The Unforgettable Fire. Next, we have a trio of sisters, Irish singer-songwriters based out of the Maritimes. This tune is off their 2018 CD, Keeping Time. Here we have that title track.
Thinking back to my childhood, to the simpler days of my youth, it's hard to find a happier time than when I was dancing with you. I remember those Newfoundland waltzes with the crowd all three-fouring in twos. And from left to right to the tiny red light, we danced the whole night through. Dance with me and we'll glide along just like we used to do. And friends, we will go round again. I love keeping time with you.
Ireland and Irish music just wouldn't be the same without a song from the Irish Rovers. In 1968, the Irish Rovers made Shel Silverstein's children's song, The Unicorn Song, a huge hit, selling over 8 million copies and winning the 1968 Grammy Award for Best Folk Performance. So now, let's go to that song.
A long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen, they'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
Now God seen some sinning and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. build me a floating zoo and take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bacchamas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you
green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bacchamas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn.
Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns.
It was green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bacchamas and some chimpanzees.
Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Then unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn till this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bacchamas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
And this brings us to the story corner portion of tonight's show. The radio tale I have is a radio tale that I've played many, many times for you, but it just seems very appropriate that given tonight's show is about my trekking through Ireland and my ancestral roots to this incredible little island, this incredible country that is Ireland. Radio tale number 3. Bloodlines, ley lines, and the luck of the Irish.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls were so pretty, I first laid my eyes on sweet Molly Malone.
In the late 1800s, my great-grandparents set sail from Dublin, Ireland, for the Americas. Having feared that the potato famine would wipe them out in Ireland, my ancestors accepted the American government's offer to settle the prairie landscape of the Midwest in exchange for a parcel of land in the New World. After docking on the East Coast and registering at New York's Ellis Island, papers were approved and they were assigned a plot of land in North Dakota. And so, with deed on hand, by horse and buggy, my great-grandparents traveled to the Dakotas, where they settled along the Red River Valley in hopes of making a better life for themselves and their young family. As the years passed, and as their children grew, at the turn of the century, some of their children ventured north to Canada to make a life of their own. Like their parents had done before them, they accepted the Canadian government's offer of a parcel of land to immigrants who were willing to settle the Canadian prairie. After congregating to Leroy, Saskatchewan, and having their land parceled out, each family set out to start their new life, having left the Red River Valley behind them.
From this valley, they say you are going. I will miss your bright eyes.
Once Grandpa Jeremiah had settled in the small town of McGee, Saskatchewan, he took Grandma Olive as his bride. Together they worked the land and raised a family of their own, with my mother Margaret being the youngest of seven. Although I never met Grandpa Jeremiah, and I barely knew Grandma Olive, I recall hearing many a story of their homesteading days. These tales send me back as though I have lived the prairie life. My grandpa played the violin, and he played his song for me. With a tap and a bang and a strum and a twang, he played his jamboree, a prairie tune that was sure to make sweet history. That was many, many years ago.